In a call for unity against terrorism, Ban Ki-moon spoke of the difficulties posed by the international community's security-led approach to it. Targeted attacks on extremists have led to collateral damage, killing people and damaging infrastructure, he said, providing the perfect breeding ground for terrorist groups ISIL and Daesh.
Now this ISIL and Daesh and all other extremists are now spreading like a cancer around the world. That is why we thought that there must be a concerted, combined, and unified action by the international community.
Highlighting that most victims of terrorists are Muslims, the UN Secretary General also insisted that violent extremism is not rooted or confined to any religion, region, nationality, or ethnic group. Looking ahead, the solution is to address the root causes of radicalization, Ban said.
As far as I, as the Secretary General of the United Nations, is concerned, I think we should invest and focus more on prevention. When you have to counter terrorists and terrorism, it's too late and it costs a lot of money. It has already cost a lot of human casualties. Therefore, let's address the root causes. Why these young people, why foreign terrorist fighters join, and why these young people fall into the trap of these extremist ideas and ideologies.
The UN chief said that the need to unite against violent extremism is all the more urgent because of the growing threat of terrorists acquiring chemical, biological, radiological, or even nuclear weapons. He focused on the need to empower communities, women, and youth. And he said he hoped all nations would lend support to the more than 70 recommendations that he's put forward to combat radicalization. Also at the conference in Geneva, Didier Burkhalter, the Swiss foreign minister, said that all nations could benefit from the UN strategic framework on preventing violent extremism. But he added that proof of effectiveness would be in how the nations, the countries and the local communities really implement the actions on preventing violent extremism. Belgium's Deputy Prime Minister Didier Reynolds, meanwhile, stressed that what was also important in the fight against extremists was respect for human rights. Daniel Johnson, United Nations, Geneva.